and of the United States Senate, and who will bear true faith and allegiance to all Americans of all creeds and all races in the office of President of the United States, the Honorable John F. Kennedy.
President Kennedy, Democratic nominee Kennedy is now getting ready to speak. The crowds are piling in now up to the platform, and just a moment we'll have the speech of Senator Kennedy.
My friend and colleague, Senator Ervin, Governor Hodges, Senator Jordan, Congressman Bonner, my fellow members of the congressional delegation, your next Governor of North Carolina, I hope, Terry Sanford, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I come here today from a section of the United States which claims to be the oldest section of the United States, to North Carolina, which is the oldest section of the United States. And I'm very grateful to be the guest of Eastern Carolina College. I understand that they've had a most rapid growth and now wish to play in the Southern Conference. I am scheduled in the Southern Conference too, and find it with some difficulty, and I hope that you have success and that I do also. I come here today as the nominee of the Democratic Party, and therefore I stand in succession to a number of distinguished Americans who have borne the banner of the Democratic Party in good times and bad, but they have borne it high for the benefit of the United States of America. North Carolina helped create the Democratic Party. The state of Virginia founded it. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. And our party was given its modern form as the party of the people by a great citizen of this state, Andrew Jackson. I therefore come here today to ask your support in a difficult and trying time in the life of our country. I do not run for the office of the president saying that if I'm elected, life will be easy. I think to be an American citizen in the 1960s will be a difficult and hazardous occupation. I believe that this is a great country, but I do believe it can be a greater country. This is a powerful country, but I think it can be a more powerful country. My chief disagreement with the Republicans in this campaign is that they have had too little faith in the development of this country. I think we can do better. Their campaign motto has been, "You've never had it so good." Well, I think as a citizen of the United States, as well as a Democrat, that it is our obligation to do better, to build the economy of the state of North Carolina, to build the economy of the United States, and in so doing, build the strength of the United States as a great and free country. I think what Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman recognized was that this country cannot be strong and powerful in its world position unless it is strong and powerful here in the United States. I think that there is a direct relationship between the deterioration of our relative standing in the world in the last few years and the fact that we haven't moved ahead here at home fast enough. Last year, the United States had the lowest rate of economic growth of any major industrialized society in the world. And when we grow at home here slowly, our prestige and power and influence around the world begins to diminish. Here we are, the richest country on earth, and yet in a hungry world, we find ourselves unable to use in an imaginative and affirmative way the great surpluses that the Lord gave us. Here today in the richest and most productive tobacco country in the United States, I come as the Democratic standard bearer, affirming the confidence and faith of the Democratic Party in a strong agricultural program. I do not mind. It is a source of satisfaction to me that for 2 months, every 4 years, the Republican candidate for the presidency, whoever he may be, comes out strongly for an affirmative agricultural program. But day by day, month by month, year by year in the Congress, the burden has been carried by Congressman Cooley, the Democratic senators from this state, Democratic congressmen and senators from the South and the Midwest. We believe, as Franklin Roosevelt believed in his day, in an agricultural program that lifts the farmer up, that does not liquidate him, that does not catch him in a cost-price squeeze, that liquidates his profits and drives him into the urban centers of the United States. I stand in direct succession in a great tradition, which I think has meant a good deal to North Carolina and to my own state of Massachusetts and to the United States. I ask your support in this election, not merely as the Democratic standard bearer, but who has one who has the greatest possible confidence and faith in the future of this country. Thomas Paine, during the American Revolution, said, "The cause of America is the cause of all mankind." I think in 1960 and in the next decade, the cause of all mankind is the cause of America. Our responsibility is to be the chief defender of freedom at a time when freedom is under attack all over the globe. The future will not be easy, but I do think that if we meet our responsibilities here, here in the state of North Carolina, here in the United States, if we build a better life for our citizens here, whether they live in the cities of the North or the South, or whether they live on the farms of this country, upon which our economy has traditionally depended, I think as we grow strong here, we hold out an inspiration to all those who wish to follow our example. The reason that Franklin Roosevelt was a good neighbor to Latin America was because he was a good neighbor to the people of this country. Today we celebrate Constitution Day, which is the day at the end of the Constitutional Convention when George Washington sent the Constitution to be ratified by the states. I stand today as the supporter of the American Constitution as the best and most happy way for the organization of our life. And I think our great ambition is to see the blessings of freedom spread, not only in our own country, but all around the world. A strong America, believing in freedom for all our citizens, I think offers the best hope of freedom to all those who look to us with confidence and hope. I ask your help in this campaign. I ask your help, and I can assure you that if we are successful, it will be my daily task to care for the needs and the hopes of our citizens, and also to defend the United States in a time of great danger. During the Constitutional Convention, there was behind the desk of General Washington a painting of a sun low on the horizon. And many of the delegates wondered during the debate whether it was a rising or a setting sun. And at the conclusion, Benjamin Franklin stood up. He said, "Because what we have done here, we now know that it is a rising sun and the beginning of a great new day." I think in 1960, it can be for the United States a rising sun and the beginning of a great new day. Thank you.
The senator is now getting a standing ovation. You can hear the crowd in the background. They're all flooding. And we now hear the band. Everyone is standing here at the College Stadium in Greenville. Everyone is shaking his hand now on the platform party. And here's Dixie, our national anthem, the South's national anthem.
Senator John F. Kennedy is leaving the stand now as the band plays Dixie, and everyone is standing in honor to our Democratic nominee for President of the United States, Senator John F. Kennedy. You have heard the stirring speech he made at the rally in East Carolina College Stadium in Greenville, North Carolina. The crowd responded to everything he said and certainly showed its appreciation of his coming here, the first time that a presidential nominee has come to Eastern North Carolina. Governor Hodges is now leaving the presidential platform. Senator Kennedy is shaking hands with well-wishers, and youngsters are coming around to get their pictures, to get their snapshots of Senator Kennedy and the people on this glorious day for Eastern Carolina. There are those who feel that they must shake the hand of the man who is representing so many people, the man who in San Francisco just a short time ago was elected, nominated to be the Democratic nominee for president. The state troopers are now trying to clear a way for Senator Kennedy so that he can get in the car, which he is doing with our nominee for governor of North Carolina, Terry Sanford, and the car will move off. Senator Kennedy has a busy schedule to follow now. From Greenville, he will fly to Greensboro, where he is due to arrive shortly after 11 a.m. It is now 10:26. He will make a speech at the Greensboro High Point Airport. Then his plane will take off for Asheville, where it is scheduled to arrive around 1 o'clock. He'll have lunch there before he goes to McCormick Field for a speech about 2:15 p.m. Then he'll fly to Charlotte, where he'll go from the airport to the Charlotte Coliseum for a speech about 4 o'clock. The final stop on his busy schedule is in Raleigh, where he will arrive around 6:30 p.m. After dinner at the Executive Mansion, Senator Kennedy will go to Reynolds Coliseum, where he is scheduled to speak around 8:30 p.m. For those of you who want to see that or hear that, we suggest you listen on radio to WPTF and to the stations in your area, most of whom will be carrying the speech. We also suggest if you would like to see it, that you tune in to Channel 9 in Greenville. They will carry it on television, and they will also show films of this morning's rally. As you hear, the band is playing Dixie as Senator Kennedy's car drives away. He is followed by members of his official party, all of whom will go back to the airport following the car. The crowd has been requested to stay in the stands until the motorcade has left the field. The crowd is now lining the narrow pathway through which the motorcade will pass, and the cars have gotten into gear and are now going off. News photographers are still trying to get last-minute pictures. There have been representatives here from all over the country, not only from our North Carolina stations, but from Los Angeles, from New York Times, from Saturday Evening Post, from Washington Post, those who are traveling with Senator Kennedy on his complete campaign tour. So we have representatives, for example, of the New York Daily News, the Los Angeles Times, the Detroit News, as well as, of course, representatives of our own papers. There were many radio and television representatives here, too, making tape recordings, and this program was carried live by other Greenville AM stations, as well as our own campus radio station, WWWS. The motorcade is leaving the field now. Car 15, which was the first one to arrive with the equipment of the NBC television, is now the last to arrive, and it is followed by the two busloads of press representatives who greeted Senator Kennedy at the airport and were members of the official party. They too are now leaving the field and will go up back to the airport to follow Senator Kennedy. The band is leaving the field and the people are leaving the bleachers at the end of the most auspicious event in the life of College Stadium since the inauguration of our president, Dr. Leo W. Jenkins, on May 13th as president of East Carolina College. This has been a special event broadcast. broadcast of campus radio. Your broadcaster, your announcer, FM. Your announcer has been Rosalind Ralston. Your engineer has been our station manager, Jerry Moore Winberry. In the studio, our engineers, Jimmy Schumann and Charlie Cowan. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will drop us a card and let us know whether or not you heard us. We would really appreciate a card from you. We return you now to our studios.